It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. Jimmy Fail is here. What a big sporting day yesterday.
Boom! It all went on.
Yeah. Did you watch the Masters? I watched the Masters.
Listen, I watched the highlights, to be clear. I don't want to mislead.
I wanted Morikawa to win.
Well, listen.
He did not win. I bet $50.
It took...
Our tour manager bet $50.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. He's going to get some extra strokes for this. Hey, there it is. Bang! Yeah. That guy. Listen, man. I want to congratulate them because they finally figured out that it was legal to stop showing us Tiger Woods. Because Tiger was like 800 shots back. But for most of the weekend, he was the only thing they showed. And I get he's significant and he's Tiger Woods.
Yeah, but they're like, he could still win. I mean, yeah. Every Tiger Woods fan said that.
Everyone.
He could still win at any second.
I'm like, no.
It's like he can make 9 holes in one.
Yeah.
And he can still win.
And
not going to happen.
And he couldn't win. And to be clear, this is a golfer who plays a lot of extra holes.
Yeah.
But he still was. Good night, everybody. But he still wasn't going to win.
Enough about the Perkins Swiss cheese.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Gives back to the community.
So we didn't get a chance to talk about this last week. OJ died.
Unbelievable.
And I was struck by the various layers of OJ. I still hate him.
Mm-hmm.
I still believe he woke up in hell.
Mm-hmm.
I did bump into him at LAX. Like, I backed into him.
Uh-huh.
And was scared for my life and angry at the same time.
Yep.
And starstruck, which is a weird combination
weird, right?
of emotions. But he sort of embodies a weird emotional nexus for a lot of people.
If you are of that age, which we were, meaning we were, obviously you're working at MTV, I'm becoming a consumer of media. We're all around that same age. It was the most culturally significant thing that happened in our lives over like a 24-month period, was from the breaking news of the murder to the chase to the trial to the ultimate acquittal. OJ became like a reference point for our generation. I mean, how many times have we either A, told an OJ joke, or B, referenced The Naked Gun, which is an iconic film, or C, maybe some type of an overlap with football.
He was Norberg. It would be like if Travis Kelce actually learned how to act and be funny and were in one of the most iconic comedy movies of all time.
The Naked Gun's one of the best made comedy ever. Period. And the thing about it is there's that complexity you mentioned out of the gate is that OJ, I was once told, this is fascinating, by George Kennedy, who played Ed in The Naked Gun, who won an Oscar in Cool Hand Luke for playing Dragline. You know the question I always like to ask you is in a room full of famous people who pops the most? He told me OJ.
Absolutely.
Because he brought that NFL crossover appeal to Hollywood and was this fascinating figure.
There's no bigger star than a sports star.
Yeah.
So I know I've told you this, but when I went to the 1993... Bill Clinton inauguration ball that MTV threw, I've never seen more famous people in a room. And far and away, the celebrities were the athletes.
They were, right?
I mean, and you're talking politicians, Peter Jennings, Martha Stewart, Sarah Jessica Parker, Matthew Broderick, like all these famous people, Bono, in one place, and they were all gravitating toward the athletes.
Isn't that fascinating? Because for all the bloviating about world peace and the climate Bono gives, he never leapt over duffel bags in a Hertz commercial.
Mm-mm.
That matters. So it's relatable. That was the juice. So there's this whole aspect of the OJ thing, and it's really complicated to process because we know he's garbage for what he did, but then there's this other contribution to the fabric that just makes it so relevant that in this weird way, it's like the deviant acts were cartooned by the astronomical level of relevance because OJ was like the last thing we all collectively tuned into.
Yes.
The
murders were the death of our cultural innocence.
Yes, it really was. And in the modern era now, if there was like an OJ type event to take place, it couldn't hold our attention for 24 months because we're more fragmented as a people.
No, we would binge watch it on Netflix when the special came out.
Thank you.
And then the next day we would be on to, was there going to be a Squid Games 2?
Yeah.
Like that's where we've gotten.
That's where we are.
We have mainlined so much chaos and drama since then that nothing would hold our focus like that.
No, that's the problem is we don't process anything. We don't process content. We don't value content the way we used to. Even if the content is real and it's primal and it's tragic like this is, okay, things just kind of happen now.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Like, give you a good example. Do you remember when, like, a Navy pilot testified? He's like, oh, by the way, aliens are here.
Yeah.
That was out of the news in like 24 hours.
Yeah.
And we had entire genres of film for the last 100 years. It was the biggest existential event that could happen was aliens showed up.
Yep.
The military was like, oh, no, they're here. And we're like, are they on Instagram?
Yeah.
All right, I'll check them out if they are. But if not, what's on Netflix now?
Yeah.
And we didn't process anything.
War of the Worlds, Mars Attacks. So, like, you name it, we've been there. Predator. Mm-hmm. And we've been terrified of it. And it's like, no, yeah, they're real. They're not even, like, softening the beach.
No.
Like, the invasion is... It is here. They've arrived.
Yep.
And we shrugged.
Just shrugged. And I think that's what OJ takes us back to is it happened in an era where we didn't shrug. We collectively watched it. It was on every late night show. Remember Stern used to play his OJ jokes? Stern pranksters called into the OJ chase.
That was, so I rewatched that.
Yeah.
And I loved it so much because I believe the NBA finals were on NBC.
Yes.
Because I remember hearing Tom Brokaw because we were in Quag. All the crew from the MTV Beach House was watching the Knicks game when the chase was happening. And they were, and literally a guy on the bar was like, I wish he'd just whack himself so we can get on with the game. they didn't care if OJ died at that point.
Somebody had the Knicks plus two, not OJ minus two. That's the difference.
So they wanted the chase to end. So I wasn't watching ABC until Howard played it. But it was a guy pretending to be in a news van. He's like, I can see OJ. He's very upset. He's in the backseat. He's very, very upset right now. That's what I can tell you. And Peter Jennings is like, how does OJ look? Can you tell? And he's like, I can't hear what he's saying. I can't hear what he is. He's in a car. And a baba booey to you all. And then immediately Al Michaels gets on the phone and is like, that was a farcical call.
But they put it through.
They sure did.
But so this is the other part of this that really, resonates with me is, as you know, okay, and this is just on a superficial, selfish basis.
Yeah.
Okay. I think pound for pound, the best OJ tour in the history of this story.
I mean, it really is because, and what people don't realize is Rockingham and Gretna Green, not that far away from each other.
South Bundy, all of the houses involved in this story
kind of
triangulate.
It's all kind of in Brentwood. They're all pretty close to each other. And you do give it because OJ's house isn't there anymore.
Yeah.
They renamed the street or something. No, they didn't. Rockingham's
still there. No, they knocked
down the house. The house is not there.
That's what they did. And basically, in all the time we've spent going out to L.A., because I was so fascinated by this story, because again, it was the biggest thing in the world at the time. I try to explain it to people like this. If you had a guy that was like one of our biggest living sports stars, because even though he was retired, he still was because of his Hollywood weight and his endorsement weight. And then you combine that with murder. And of course, the circumstances of the chase, which began with he was supposed to be turning himself in. Okay, decided the hell with it, maybe we'll do the Mexico thing.
Yeah.
And along the way, left behind a suicide note.
Yes.
Like, don't remember me this way, please lay off my kids. So there was so much more to it, and the idea that it ended in an acquittal, this is a guy that had agreed to surrender, meaning I did it, had written a suicide note, meaning I'd rather kill myself than die in jail, and then pled absolutely 100% not guilty was the verbiage, and beat the rap.
Yeah.
And then wrote a book, like a real piece
of
garbage.
If I did it, here's what I would have done.
If I would have went this way.
And then, we learned in OJ Made in America, he told everybody that he did it.
Yes.
Like, everyone close to him, they're like, oh, can I finally say this?
Yeah.
He told me he did it.
So there was a sensationalist aspect to this, and then you tie in the Kardashian relevance and the fact that he could be one of their dads. And it's impossible to not have lived through it.
Yeah.
And not find yourself in a complicated place upon his passing. We're not complicated like we wonder if he's in heaven or hell.
No, he's in hell.
No, it's my first ballot Hall of Famer, as he was in the NFL.
That's like what Mariano Rivera did in MLB. Uh-huh. OJ did, like, first ballot, right straight to Satan's butthole.
Oh, no, right there. But again, as we've said, NFL's all-time leader in fleeing yardage. That's not nothing. It's not nothing.
It's crazy times, but... Corinne Jean-Pierre extending her condolences to his family. It's like, what about the Goldmans?
No.
What about Nicole Brown's family?
But you forget, like, she really is, like, weapons grade stupid.
Yeah.
Like, if I 100% believe she thinks the white Bronco was John Elway. Like, she has no idea. These are not, these are not smart people.
Very quickly, my friend Doug,
uh-huh.
a week before the chase, mm-hmm. took delivery of a custom white Bronco. Oh, he was so excited to have that car. The chase happens. He's like, and, you know, he was a talent agent in L.A. He's like, I can't be driving around in this. This is just too weird. So he turned it in and got a black one.
Is that true?
Yes.
Wow, that's
But you got the white Bronco,
I was
going to
say, you know who else drives a white Bronco? Our pal Jimmy Fallon. But mine is like a 2023. It's not the old school model.
Yeah.
But it's a subtle hint to Jenny to do better.
Oh, my God.
And she has. She, to her credit. No, I'm kidding. You stop it.
Yeah, that stopped my heart.
You stop
Jenny,
it.
Jenny, I know. Do this if you need help.
Okay?
All right.
Jenny's good.
We'll see you next Monday.
You're the best.
This has been Kennedy Saves the World. I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.